welcome to the Music Reading Savant podcast. This is Teresa from over at musicreadingsavant.com. And today's topic might push a few buttons. It is about the 13 characteristics of high achievers in music. We all know of people that seem to be really successful in music. They appear to do things easily. They can do it effortlessly. And it really stirs up a lot of emotion. In fact, sometimes whenever you see someone doing something really well, you might start getting a little angry or feeling a little bit of jealous. What is it that they're doing that you're not doing? Is it just because they have better luck? Well, the answer is no. They're just doing something a little bit differently, and that's why they're seeing better results. So today we're going to take advantage of this learning opportunity, and we're going to look closely at what it is that they're doing. How they got to where they are didn't happen by accident. There really is a reason for why they're successful. So let's take a look and study some of the characteristics of high achievers in music and decide which ones that you might want to use to adopt into your life, or maybe there's just a few changes that you need to make here and there. The first characteristic of high achievers in music is that they believe in themselves. And this is one of the biggest obstacles for accomplishment, I believe. It's true for me, and I generally see it in a lot of people as well. What holds us back the most is not because we don't have enough resources or time or knowledge, but it's just that we're not believing in ourselves. You have to trust yourself, and when you're able to finally start doing that, you will take yourself to a higher level. By believing in yourself, it's going to unleash an inner power and open up all of the resources around you. But until you have enough faith in yourself that you know you can do whatever it is that you put your mind to, you are going to remain blind to what your full potential is, and maybe not ever live completely up to it. The second characteristic of high achievers in music is that they are passionate. When things get tough, it's the passion that carries you through. There are so many times when I've wanted to just quit and throw in the towel and give up on the whole music thing completely. It's difficult. We face these challenges. We run into these obstacles. And it's much easier just to quit and give up rather than to just stick in there. And the fact that we have this social stigma of music not making enough money if you choose it as your career, that really doesn't help either. But I have to tell you that every time I've hit a wall and felt like I just couldn't go any further in music, there's always been some other path that has been revealed to me. So this is telling me this: it's not over yet. There's another way, there's another plan, and there's another route. And I just need to hang in there. But why try it? Why take another risk? Go the extra mile and put yourself through this difficulty once again. Well, it's your passion. It's your passion that revitalizes you and reminds you why you love music so much in the first place. And that's going to give you the fuel to keep going. If you are truly passionate about something, you're never going to be able to let it go, no matter how many difficulties you face. It's not a matter of how many times you fall down or what others have to say about it. It's that you love what you're doing. And whenever you love what you're doing, the money is going to follow. You're going to be able to earn a living. But you need the passion for it. It's the passion that will make you want to keep going until you succeed. The third characteristic of high achievers in music is that they take the initiative. They don't want to wait until their circumstances are perfect or all of their difficulties are out of the way. They don't wait until they feel motivated or less fearful. They take the initiative and they act now. So taking those first steps is going to build some momentum for you, and then pretty soon it's going to get a lot easier to move forward. When you have enough momentum build up, all the problems may take care of themselves, and you're going to be able to concentrate on what you are trying to get done right now. But it all starts by you taking those first steps. The fourth characteristic of high achievers is that they are focused. This is not something that we are able to do naturally. We're not born into the world being able to focus. This is a skill that you have to develop. It's something that you need to work on every single day. Yet at the same time, it's one of the most crucial things that we need to have in our lives if we truly want to become something great and reach our full potential. It's focus that brings you guidance and direction. It's going to lead you wherever you want to go. Without this focus, you're going to feel stuck. You're going to feel like you can't accomplish much, and you're probably going to feel a little bit lost at times. But when you get focus, you start to get clarity, and you become intentional about what you're doing. Even though we're not born into this world knowing how to focus well, we can develop this skill if we have something in action, if we take some kind of intentional practice with focus every single day. The fifth characteristic of high achievers in music is that they are prepared. I don't know about you, but not being prepared is the worst feeling in the world. I always get really stressed out, I get anxious, I get frustrated, and most of the time I'm embarrassed because I cannot believe that I wasn't prepared before I walked into whatever situation it is that I need to be prepared for. Anything that I hoped wouldn't happen always ends up happening. And then what happens is I'm just taken out of position and I end up losing. So you have to be prepared. Being prepared positions you correctly, and it's going to set you up for being able to win. If you're not willing to do the initial preparation work that you need to do, then you might as well just step out of the ring right now. You're not even going to be a contender. The results that you want are not going to just magically happen. You have to do your work and be prepared. The sixth characteristic of high achievers is that they practice. You compete at the level that you practice. This means that the more you practice, the more you raise the level in which you can play. More importantly, the more you know how to practice, the faster you're going to be able to get there. Your skills will sharpen, and you're going to start moving beyond everyone else if you practice. It's going to take some discipline, but this is something that you can develop. It's going to take a little bit of time and energy and effort, but you can do this. Successful musicians, they pay their dues, plus a little bit more. They understand that it really is worth going that extra mile. So they put in their time and they practice. The seventh characteristic of high achievers in music is that they persevere. How you get from here to wherever it is that you want to go when it gets tough is through perseverance. When you persevere, you move yourself closer to finishing the race. You get closer to where you want to be. The only way to accomplish anything is to keep persevering. I don't care how many skills you have or even how much time you have. What's going to make the difference is how much staying power you have. Without it, the other things may never become fully developed. The eighth characteristic of high achievers is that they have courage. Courage is very ordinary, and it's something that we see every day. It's not just reserved for in case of emergency or when we're in extreme danger or under a lot of stress or some kind of unavoidable disaster. It's true that anything worth doing requires work, but the only way to take those next steps is with courage. No matter how much fear you're feeling, you gotta dig down deep inside of yourself and bring up courage. That's what's going to help you move beyond yourself and take you to the next level. A person that develops courage in their life lives their complete life, and they have no regrets in the end. The ninth characteristic of high achievers in music is that they are teachable. I know a lot of people, and plenty of them are musicians, that seem to just know it all. They're one of these know-it-all people that walk around, and it's one of the most annoying things out there. They just have this attitude that they have nothing left to learn. You don't want to be that person. It's amazing how blind that we can be to ourselves sometimes. Anyone who truly thinks that they don't have any room for improvement is never going to get any better. They're never going to expand their skills, move beyond where they're at right now, or even reach their dreams. Of course, they're always going to have an excuse why this is not their fault. They're going to be the first person to blame others and point fingers. But they're not willing to look deep within themselves and see if there's anything that they can change about this. Being teachable is a matter of attitude. It is a desire to learn, to listen, and to apply it. There's this deep down hunger to keep discovering and to keep growing. The most successful in the people in the world are usually the most teachable people. They are always striving to learn more. The 10th characteristic of high achievers of music is that they develop character. Whatever your character is right now is going to be your limit. If you do make it into the limelight, you're probably not going to remain there for very long. Why is this? Because no one can move beyond the limitations of their own character. If you have good character, you know there are no shortcuts, that you are not superior to anyone else, and that you should not expect any kind of special privileges. Things are not always as they appear on the outside, no matter how good it looks. If things are not so good on the inside, then time is going to reveal the truth and show everyone this. Not everything that appears to be successful truly is successful. The 11th characteristic of high achievers in music is that they spend time with the right people. Who you hang around does make a difference. Whether you want to believe it or not, their influence is going to rub off on you. So, you need to surround yourself with people who add value to your life and encourage you. Don't spend too much time with negative people. I like to call these people the naysayers. If they don't believe in you, chances are you're not going to believe in yourself either. Anyone who is constantly trying to pull you down will stop you from becoming everything you can be. Don't give negative people too much of your time or energy. The 12th characteristic of high achievers in music is that they take responsibility. When you know that it is up to you and you alone to take responsibility for your own actions, then you are on the right path for success. No one else can do the work for you. This is completely up to you. Responsibility is a choice. You need to take ownership and develop your own skills. You need to make your own decisions, and you need to start learning from your mistakes. And that is a choice. The easiest thing to do is to blame somebody else for something that is truly your own, meaning you are responsible for it. But it's just easier to blame someone else. This might divert the attention for a while, but the truth is going to come out in the end. So the best thing to do is to just own your own actions, whatever they are, good or bad, and try every day to make some better choices. As long as you keep trying, you're never failing. The 13th and final characteristic of high achievers is that they can work with others. This is an area that I like to teach my own students. And especially if they're going to be playing in an ensemble group or with an accompanist. In order for anyone to achieve something really big and really great, you have to learn how to work with other people. Often, this is going to require you to humble yourself. You've got to let go of your pride. Or sometimes it means that you need to speak up when you need to. Musicians can sometimes be some of the most arrogant people on the planet and some of the hardest to work with. But the best musicians don't allow their own bad attitudes to get in the way. So, what do you think? Are there some areas here that you think you would like to work on? Are there some of these characteristics that you have in your possession right now? Or are there some that need just a little bit of tweaking? Why don't you stop on over at musicreadingsavant.com and leave a comment? I would love to hear from you and hear more about what you think. Thanks for joining us. Bye. Thank you.